This is the Valley Outdoors, and it's great to have you guys with us this week. I'm telling you, this show is going to be ginormous. Don, what do you think?
I'm looking forward to it.
I know. I'm excited. Ava?
Yeah, it's the one you don't want to miss.
No, we are not going to want to miss this. We have the kids from the Minnesota State Championship trap shooting, Red Wing. And we're also going to reveal, Donald,
our winners that are going to go fishing with us.
Up to Ashkenan Resort. The winners have been drawn. So you need to listen all the way to the end of the show. So stay tuned. More Valley Outdoors coming right up. Eric Olson here, professional walleye tour champion, avid outdoorsman, and host of the Valley Outdoors radio show. Aquatic invasive species, or AIS, threatens not only our rivers and lakes here, but everywhere we boat. They come in many forms, and they love to hitch a ride to the next body of water on your boat or trailer. Join me to stop the spread of AIS by cleaning all weeds and aquatic material from your trailer before leaving the launch ramp. Drain live wells and clean areas that don't drain completely. Plus, don't forget to pull the plug. Clean, drain, dry. Together, we can make a difference.
Does your family need a break from the daily routine?
Hello, I'm Dr. Spruce. If you or someone you know needs a healthy dose of nature, visit discovertheforest.org and trade in the big screen for the big blue sky by visiting a local park or forest near you.
Hiking, picnicking, swimming, orienteering, climbing, admiring wildlife, or inhaling fresh air may result in heightened creativity, feelings of joy, harmony, satisfaction, and a euphoria that can only be explained as oneness with the natural world.
Whoa. Yeah, Don, I'm excited for the show today.
It's going to be good.
I know. Two things. We mentioned both of them. Trap team
is going to join us.
They're going to be here. And?
And we're going to announce the winners of the fishing trip with the Valley Outdoors up at Ashkenan Lodge. We're going to be fishing Cabotogama. We're going to be fishing Namekin. And
it's going to be good.
We're going to have a great time.
It's stomping grounds for me.
Yeah, well, it's...
I like it.
I'm hoping that we can find some fish. Maybe have a nice fish fry or two or three.
I'm not worried about that. I'm bringing the knife with me, and
I'll have the
buzz
knife along
through some
too.
Fish and grease. Release to grease.
I'm not a grease guy, but
no. Okay, fine. I'm a grill guy. I like grill.
Grill would be great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll have to do that again. Talk about a little different ways to cook fish because I just had a cookout.
I'm a foil fan.
A bunch
fan.
Of the guys last week, and oh my gosh, did we have good food. Mm-hmm. I mean, grilled fish of four different, everybody was showing off their cooking prowess with grilling and this and that. We had corn on the big burner in the pot, and it was awesome. Unfortunately, the fishing wasn't good, but we had enough fish that we had.
Where
everybody brought
at?
Some. Down on the river. We were a little...
Thanks
fish
for the
fry,
invite.
Shore lunch.
Yeah.
Well, if you'd sign up and be a member of the Red Wing Fishing League,
right.
Then you'd be good. But you're
next
you
year.
Okay. Get on that, would you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Kind of a interesting story, I thought. I've got some buddies that are out fishing the National Walleye Tour out of Mobridge right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I did really well the last time I was out there and you know, long runs, and it can be bad news if the wind blows kind of thing. But it also can be really difficult to catch decent fish, decent sized fish, especially in the doldrums of 111, 107, 106 degree temperatures that they've been out there fishing in. And I'm not going to say what we'll have one of the winners on next week. I'm not going to give the results, but you can probably find it. But nonetheless, the fishing is so bad, they actually had to change the minimum slot length. From in a tournament wise, I should say, in a tournament, it's 15 inches normally.
Right.
They had to go to 12 inch minimum to make sure that they were going to get a weigh in.
Wow.
And these are the best of the best. And, you know, if there's fish to be caught, they're gonna find them, but it's pretty remarkable. You got to go, you know, to that.
Oh, it's not fun.
No.
Yeah, I've had that happen before, Don. When you end up having a situation like that, and I think people have been in bodies of water where, you know, you're going to get minimal, a bite's not very good. But when it happens in a tournament scenario and it comes up that the tournament director is finding out and hearing from everybody that they have to actually change it to accommodate and make sure that they actually have a weigh in. Otherwise, they'd be threatened to be in a situation where three quarters of the field was zero.
Right.
Which
It's got to be tough for these guys to come in with a limit of 3 pounds.
Five fish for 3 pounds is possible.
Yeah.
It definitely is possible.
You could win with that.
Yeah. Well, no, you won't win with that. Somebody will pull an 8-pounder, or somebody will pull a 10-pounder, and then it'll...
It kind of wrecks the rest of the field, doesn't it?
It screws up the average. That would be performing above average, Don.
Yes, yeah.
And think about this. All week you're out there, you're trying to get something. You're trying to get something going. You're catching 12, 13, 14 inchers, and you're just frustrated. And you go to the tournament day, and all of a sudden you see this big fish roll up on the surface, and then it goes away.
Yeah.
Can you imagine? I mean, getting it in the boat, I know that feeling. But having it come up to the – when it's that tight of a bite and then have it go over. So – we'll talk to the winner, and we'll get them on and see what their process was, their, shall we say, the ups and the downs of that particular tournament pre-fish, which is going to be, I will say, it'll be a good story, let's put it that way.
Yeah, well.
Speaking of good stories, Don, there's been a lot of years that have gone by, and they haven't caught a fish that was this big on Lake Michigan. This is a story, the true fish story. Fishing crew that boated a 39-pound Chinook salmon in Lake Michigan during last weekend's tournament trail in Muskegon Open. The whopper was landed by a team of five anglers. It took about an hour to subdue the salmon, and it required two people to get it in the boat. It quickly became the largest fish ever caught in the 19-year history of that tournament trail. And that's a 15-stop trail.
Wow.
And a gentleman says that was on the team. The captain, he says, it feels like it's a stroke of luck. You feel like maybe you did something right. I'm still kind of in awe about it. The team said that when they initially hooked a big, massive salmon, the big old sucker was the fish of a lifetime for about everybody. The Chinook also happened to be the biggest fish he'd ever seen throughout his 20-plus year career guiding anglers on Lake Michigan.
No doubt. I would have to guess he got the big fish award.
Yep, absolutely.
Did he win the tournament?
Yep. They didn't say if they won the tournament or not, so I suspect it would be something I probably could find out because when it's reported, I think it might not have been complete yet. But nonetheless, out in the West Coast, salmon are big. Alaska, obviously, they're big. But when you get that big a fish, it's amazing. So... one of the stories that came up was about the wild-spawned fish make up about 71% of the Chinook that are caught by Michigan anglers now. Even though it was stocked, the number of them are quite big. So the current Michigan state record's 46 pounds. That's a river run king that was caught in 1978. The captain did not disclose the bait that they were using. Go figure.
Imagine that.
Yeah. Well,
he's a true fisherman.
Yeah, and he also didn't tell anybody where the fish was, where they caught it. So well, go
I know
figure
where
on that.
I know where he caught it.
Yeah, right in the mouth.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. He said that they've been on a hot streak. They followed a 27-pounder that they had caught in June.
Wow.
So, yeah, pretty cool deal. Fun. Well, what's fun for us is we've got the team here. The Red Wing Championship, State Championship Trap Team is here. Three of the guys are here, and we're going to have fun. Stay tuned. And the drawing for Ashkenam at the end of the show. Stay tuned. More coming up.